Later this month, the Wyoming legislature will be asked to consider a bill that will hopefully stabilize Wyoming's air service. Senate Vice President Michael Von Flatern is the main sponsor, and he joins me to explain the concept.
Well, right now, the state of Wyoming does a minimum revenue guarantee, which means when we call the airlines and sign a contract with them, we say if so many seats are filled and you get so much revenue, the state doesn't have to pay any. But if you are missing one person, one passenger, and so we'll make up that difference. So they set a baseline that they need X amount of dollars per flight. Now, if they get X, you know, they sell two and three or five seats more than what they need to run that airplane, then they take that profit and they go home. So what this does is sets up a council for 1 year to write the proposal. We'll go out for proposal from different carriers, Western States, SkyWest, whomever is interested in bidding on it. We'll say, how much do you want per hour for your airplane? They'll give us a number. We'll say, fine, you know, you'll service Riverton with one or two flights a day, whatever they're eligible for, round trips a day. And then they will fly there. And if we put one person on there, the state will pay the difference all the way to the rent on their airplane per hour. And if we put enough on there to pay that rent per hour, great. If we put one more person on there, we take the profit from that as a state. The state aeronautics will take the profit. So what we're going to do is start out with at least three communities, we believe, and we will rent. We'll go out for proposal to the different airlines. They'll tell us how much they want an hour. We'll look at the number of employments they've historically had in each community, and we'll say, fine, let's send three planes up to Gillette, two to Riverton, whatever that number is, and then they'll pass through all the revenue they get for flying you to Denver, which will be, you know, roughly $150 a passenger one way. We'll take all that revenue. We'll take the baggage fees. All that will be passed through to the state aeronautics. The passenger will notice no difference in how it operates. So that's basically the concept, is we're buying capacity by purchasing an hourly rent on the airplanes.
I know you have to run. Let me just ask two quick follow-ups. What's this going to cost the state?
This will be up to appropriations through the request by the governor to set aside $15 million over the next 10 years. And that's the biggest single issue. That's the reason that Gillette would consider this project, because Gillette right now is not subsidized in their flights. But what we're going to do is sign a 10-year contract. So you can tell a new industry or an existing industry that wants to expand, and a new industry that's looking at your town, that for the next 10 years, they know that they can get on an airplane every morning and go to Denver, and they can come back every night. And that is the biggest single economic driver that we've identified yet, along with workforce training and broadband connectivity.
Your belief is this will certainly stabilize air service in the state.
Right, exactly, for the longevity of the contract.
Senator Von Flatern, always nice chatting with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Bob. I appreciate the time.